Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Is this better, Old Man Christmas,
yes,
over there?
Yes, come on. Bing.
Who doesn't like anything Christmas that's not at least
nothing
40 years old?
It's got to be, you know, back in the early... Back when Christmas was Christmas.
Oh, yeah. My kids are going to love this on Christmas
Eve. Oh, come on. They don't like Bing Crosby?
Sure, like once, but they still make music.
This is Bing, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, before we get to quick takes, a little update for you. I think it was Tuesday when we had Jason Soul in studio. Jason was later that day, was going up before the pardon board. He got his pardon. Jason Soul has been on a journey to redefine himself and his story. Once entrenched in gang activity, drug culture, Soul today stands as a professor, community activist, husband, and father. On a Tuesday, that journey reached a massive milestone when the Minnesota Board of Pardons unanimously granted him a full pardon, officially forgiving him the mistakes of his past. I was reading that from Care 11, so congratulations, Jason Soul. And Jason came in here, very nice young man, and... he got his pardon. Congratulations.
Remember, we have tickets today, too. Stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to see Toto. That's still coming up later today.
And Jordana's still off.
Caribou Coffee announcing this week that it will refocus on cozy cafes instead of drive-through speed. The Minnesota-founded brand is staking its future on cozier sit-down and stay-a-while cafes rather than the drive-through cabin models that Caribou bet on back in 2019. What do you think, Adam? We sort of have gone away from the like meet you at the coffee shop and hang out for a while thing, and everyone's doing drive through and drinking coffee in their car and stuff. Caribou thinks we're going back the other direction. Do you agree that we may be going?
I hope so.
Sit by the fire in the Caribou vibe more often.
I hope so. I don't know if that's a good bet, and I always like if it's between Caribou and Starbucks. I was always a Caribou guy. Just it's nice that they're local. But I also like Caribou's products. I hope so. I mean, I hope that we start meeting each other again. And an article today, we may get to it yet, about how there's been this spur of these small groups who are starting to try to encourage people to get together because we as a society are not doing that nearly as much as we used to, and it's causing us some real-life problems, including health problems. So... I'm hoping that bet pays off, that people say, yeah, you know what? Let's meet at a coffee shop. Because I'm not a huge coffee shop guy, but every time I go into a coffee shop, it's I like how they draw you to do that. Like nice, comfortable chairs, fireplaces and stuff to like, hey, take a load off. And even if you're by yourself, just to sit down and kind of scroll your phone or whatever. But yeah, it'd be better if you were meeting somebody there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
One of the things that I notice at coffee shops even now is people do like business meetings there. Like somebody's, you know, meeting with like an investor or a realtor or whatever. You're doing like a professional meeting at the coffee shop, which I realize is a great resource for that type of professional.
I agree.
But I also feel like if I'm going to go sit in a coffee shop and just have a warm beverage by the fire and chat with my wife or whatever, it's kind of annoying for the guy next to me to be like,
sharing. You don't want to have a business meeting going on?
Yeah, he's like, well, and if you look at the numbers in line four, like, which I don't know. I guess you can't really restrict that, and maybe I don't even want to, but it's a little annoying.
I mean, I get that, but I think that comes with the territory going into a coffee shop.
Yeah, agreed. As long as they're not doing, like, video meetings super loud in the corner, that's no good. Hey, Ford announced this week it's moving away from electric vehicles, EVs, and towards EREVs, or so-called extended range electric vehicles. You might know them more popularly as hybrid vehicles, but these are, you know, vehicles that can have some electric components that helps the vehicle, but still have a gasoline engine to help with range and efficiency and things like that. I feel like it's clear that the world of automobiles is going to change in the U.S. Other parts of the world, electric vehicles are becoming very popular. Do you think with the drivers we have here in the U.S. and the road system we have here, do you think these extended range electric vehicles or hybrids are going to be the future of automobiles?
Well, I feel like we're going backwards here. Because I thought we've moved beyond, I thought the hybrid vehicles was the next step towards fully electric vehicles. And I see some troubling signs that some of these auto companies are pivoting away from that because I think the technology is there where, and I think we're just delaying the inevitable. We're I don't know how long, but we're all going to be driving electric vehicles and we'll be like, wow, can you believe we used to have gas engines and paid for gas all the time? But whatever. I mean, it's still better than just a fully gas vehicle driving across country. So I don't know. You know, I was in a conversation. Who was I talking to the other day about electric boats? When are we going to start seeing electric boats?
Oh. I mean, so we already have electric trolling motors.
Yep.
So you mean like an electric
fully
motor
electric
that
propelled boat.
Yeah. I mean, that's a thing where I'm sure there is some. They're just not popular yet.
Right.
But you'd have to carry a much bigger battery in your boat, but that'd be nice,
or have
right?
a plug-in on your dock.
Yeah.
To plug in your dock.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Somebody says, I'll still be sticking to plug-in hybrid vehicles, eventually moving to EV. I've already saved so much on gas in 4 years. Yeah, that's once you get a taste of that, I don't think it's hard to go back.
Yeah. Yes. A retired sports broadcaster, Michelle Tafoya, could soon jump into Minnesota's open U.S. Senate race as Republicans desperately try to recruit a candidate who could help break the years-long hold that Democrats have had on that seat. Adam, Michelle Tafoya is somebody that we have seen and know well. Used to sit in that chair and host afternoons here on WCCO.
Correct. I just got a Christmas card from Michelle and
her
family.
How about that?
Yep.
There you go.
She sends me one every year.
Do you, A, think she will actually run?
Yes.
And B, do you think she will be a formidable candidate?
Yes to both. In fact, I think she becomes immediately the front runner once she enters that race. I mean, you're talking about Royce White, first of all, who is like, forget about it. Forget the other name in that race. It's eluding me right now, or the names in that race. But again, if I don't know, I mean, Michelle, first of all, instant massive name recognition.
Yep.
And that's she's been pretty pointed in her context as to she's I've read some pieces on her. I think it was MinnPost had a piece about how she's kind of laying herself out as a more moderate choice, a pro-choice conservative. You have to be, I think, certainly in a statewide. We're not ready for a full MAGA candidate in this state, but it'll be interesting to see. And I think that is a formidable race. Michelle Tafoya versus probably Angie Craig, but you know, I'm not ruling Peggy Flanagan out of that race, but certainly Angie Craig was on with Vanita this morning. I listened to that coming in. She was very pointed. She was bringing up Michelle Tafoya, so she, I think, fully expects that she'll be her opponent.
As you heard on Steve's news, Hall of Famer Kevin Garnett agreed, according to reports, to reunite with the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx in a new all-encompassing role involving business, community, and fan engagement efforts. Adam, will Kevin Garnett be welcomed with open arms back into the Timberwolves
100% family? 100% yes. And look, the fallout with Glenn Taylor, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure there was plenty of blame to go around on both of those individuals, okay? This wasn't totally Glenn's fault or totally Kevin's fault. The problem is, though, I think, and we're all proud people, right? And we opened the show today talking about forgiveness and being able to admit when you're wrong, and I think I'm sure it was very difficult for Glenn Taylor to forgive Kevin or look past what happened, and then I don't know the ins and outs specifically of what happened. And we're all out there saying, come on, Glenn, give me a break. He's the best player in franchise history. Retire his jersey. Bring him back into the fold. Easier said than done. When you have egos involved, when you have hurt feelings involved, I think it would have been a good move for Glenn Taylor long ago to say, okay, even though I'm very hurt by that, I think it's best for the organization to move forward and welcome Kevin Garnett back into the fold. But this is a great move. And I don't know what kind of role Kevin Garnett will have with the team. How significant it will be, but having him part of the franchise and certainly having a jersey retirement will be a big deal for the Wolves.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Okay, we're doing our holiday showdown next, and it involves who you're having to the party. Yesterday was alcohol. We debated that. Now, this one involves family only. Do you want the same people every year, or are you welcoming new faces and new friends to your holiday gathering? I mean, that should be the answer, right? That's part of the season. Yet I think many of us like the tradition, and we want to know who's going to be there, and we don't want any new faces. Does that go against the spirit of the season? We'll get into that. Our holiday showdown coming up next. Am I a Grinch or a Scrooge, or am I not being in the full spirit and faith of the season if I say I don't want any newcomers to my holiday party or Christmas morning or Christmas dinner or Christmas Eve gathering? Yes or no? Am I a Scrooge if I don't want that? Shouldn't the spirit of the season, maybe you welcome anybody who wants to show up? It probably is, but I bet you most people are like me saying, no, I just want the same people who are there every year.
This is a good one, because my answer to that question is like, yes, in the Christmas spirit, we should welcome all. Like, yeah, that's the right Christianly
Somebody
answer
knocks
to
on
do.
Your door and says, hey.
Come on in.
Come on in.
But I'm going to drive across the country to see family over the holidays. We're going to drive 10 hours with a van full of family to see people who we love and see once or twice a year. And we're going to sit down to share traditions and gifts and have a holiday celebration with them. And if the darn neighbor walks in and wants to join,
yeah,
I'm going to be a little
bummed
upset. No, I drove all the way here to be with my loved ones. I don't know who you are, neighbor Melissa. Like, no, you're not part of this party. This is our family's sacred time to be together.
Yeah.
And
it can be jarring.
As terrible as that sounds.
Sound terrible.
I kind of don't want her to come in. Nope, this is ours.
And it can be jarring. I think we've all been there where we like walk into the Christmas gathering and suddenly there's a face you don't recognize and like, oh, who's this? And it's either, it's John from work, or it's Bill from, Diane's new boyfriend. And you're like, oh, okay. Is that wrong that we feel that way? It shouldn't be that way. We should say, oh, Bill, gosh, it's good to have you. Welcome. Our family is your family.
And even as I say that, if it was my neighbor, if I'm the one hosting and it was my neighbor who I knew had nowhere to go,
yeah,
I think I would open the door
right.
and say, come on
That's
in.
What I was going to say. If I had a next door neighbor who I knew was alone on Christmas Eve,
yes,
come on over. And I wouldn't want anybody to feel, it's like, do you have to run that by? I don't think so. I think, you know what, if I'm hosting Christmas, I'm going to have who I want here.
I know, but then you get to the part where you're opening stockings or opening gifts or setting the table, and you had everything planned, and there's no stocking.
That's kind of
awkward. There's no gift. There's no plate for neighbor Bill or whoever it is.
I think if you are the guest, though, and I know it's difficult for the guest to do this, but like, you should not expect any kind of gifts. But that makes it very awkward, especially
yes.
if you're that guest and suddenly people are opening gifts. And you're just kind of sitting there like, oh, geez.
Good job, everybody.
Right. You two need to be slapped in the face. Someday that could be you alone on Christmas. You're right. But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I would totally shut the door on guests. I'm saying if I'm coming to a Christmas and there's somebody else there, that I'm kind of jarred by that. I think it's okay to admit that. It's not like I'm going to refuse to come in like, oh, no, you get out of here. And certainly, like I just said, if I'm hosting Christmas and I know there's somebody who is alone on Christmas and doesn't have anywhere else to go, I am absolutely 100% opening my door to that person. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going, like my mom hosted Christmas Eve for many years, and if I showed up one time and my mom's friend was there, I'd be like, whoa, that's kind of strange. It's kind of awkward, but I get over it. I'm not saying I'm leaving the party, but I think it's okay to admit that that's a little jarring. Yes, Adam. Sister's bringing boyfriend that she's only known for 2 months. Do we have to get him a gift now too? See, it's okay. If you're planning it ahead of time, and I think the right answer too is like, if I'm bringing somebody new to the holiday party, let's say I'm dating again, And I've met some 25-year-old woman, and we're getting along splendidly. I'm bringing, and if I'm bringing her to Christmas, I'm going to say, don't get Chastity any gifts because she doesn't need anything, and this will be awkward. And I don't, even though somebody I'm sure will say, oh, we got to get her something. But I'm, and if I'm Chastity or if I'm the new person, I'm saying, please do not get me any gifts. Don't make me the center. I'm just here. I'm just here to observe. Let's go to the phone lines. Pam is in Minneapolis. Pam, are Dave and I horrible people for saying we don't want anybody new at our holiday parties?
Kinda, yeah. I think if somebody doesn't have some place to go and they want to be in the Christmas spirit, let them come with whoever. Feed them. I always have extra little gifts, like, oh, you know, you can throw a box of candy in a bag.
Great idea.
Here's a little something for you for Christmas. So, you know, we may not want it. We may be stingy with our relatives, but you got to, I mean, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus weren't welcome anywhere
either. That's right.
Either.
Yep. What does that have to do with Christmas? Thank you, Pam. You're the voice of reason, Pam. Thank you.
My mom is also texting. I think she's regretting the way she raised me for having this opinion because...
Disowned on the air.
My mom would definitely want me to include everybody, which, again, is probably the right thing, but...
It's different, though. You and I are both saying, like, if we are hosting, I am not shutting the door on anybody who's, you know, unless it's Osama bin Laden, but... What I'm saying is that this is more from a, if you're going to the place you go every single year and you know all the faces that are going to be there, it can be a little jarring for you when you see somebody else there. I always keep a few generic wrapped gifts under my tree for kids and adults in case. I mean, that's incredible foresight, and that is an incredibly generous. But I know a lot of people like that just have a little gifts on hand in case somebody... That's a great idea. Had a kid that worked for us 20 years ago, had no place to go for the holidays because of family issues. He and his wife have spent every holiday with us. That's great. And that's what it's about. And I do feel terrible for even suggesting that. I feel sketchy when new people come to Christmas. No, I remember, like, we had Thanksgiving when I was a kid, and my dad invited one of the golf pros from Southview Country Club who had nowhere to go on Thanksgiving. He came over, and I'll never forget that. Because he was so moved and so touched that we had him in our home for Thanksgiving. And that was a lasting memory for me as a kid. And it's like, that's what it's about, right?
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
I may have to eat my words on this one.
Yeah, both of us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, David's mom.
All are welcome.
Forgive us both.
Fine.
Right. 10:31 on CCO. ICE and immigration courts and the closing of access to immigration courts again. We talked about this yesterday with the flights. If people want this, if we want people who are here illegally deported, why are we making it opaque? Why is it not as transparent as it should be? We'll get to that after traffic and weather on CCO. Immigration court hearings in Minnesota, which happen at the Whipple building there near Fort Snelling, are increasingly being closed to the public. Now, federal immigration judges and court staff have been locking courtrooms, restricting access, and redacting court calendars, citing safety concerns amid heightened tensions and protests. Do we believe them? Let's find out. Madeline Lohman is Advocacy and Outreach Director at the Advocates for Human Rights. She joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Madeline, thank you so much for the time today. So if judges are saying this is a safety issue, do we believe that? And if not, why don't we believe that?
So there have been days when they learned of protests and decided that they were going to, for instance, hold their hearings on WebEx.
Okay.
And in one case last Friday, an observer was allowed to get on that WebEx hearing. And so even though they'd closed the courtrooms, that particular judge let the person in to see the remote hearings and do their observation like normal. So they can, even if the judges are worried that there's a protest or something planned at court, they can still let observers see what's happening. And so when that doesn't happen, it seems like maybe it's a pretext. The other thing that they will sometimes say is it's for the safety of the person whose case is being heard. But we actually are very diligent in reaching out to attorneys and to the immigrants themselves and saying, we're constitutional observers. We're there to make sure that human rights are being respected. If you have any issues about a member of the public in the courtroom, we will step out for your case. What do you want? And they affirmatively want us there because they want someone to record what's happening to them. And so in those cases, if a judge says, oh, well, you know, it's a sensitive topic, but the person themselves who's potentially at risk is saying, no, I want the observers there because I'm worried that, you know, if this happens in secrecy, something bad's going to happen. Well, then how is the judge overriding that decision? So the explanations don't always seem to hold together.
And just to, before we go any further, can you explain what court observers are, how they play a role in this, and I guess how long court observers have been part of this process?
Yeah, so we started our court observation project in 2017, and we've been in immigration court since then. And so through, you know, multiple presidential administrations, and up until this year, it has been a non-issue. Judges have even said, like, welcome, we're glad members of the public are here. Our observers, their job is to be a totally neutral and impartial recorder of what's happening in the court. And so they come in, they sit quietly in the back, they have a piece of paper where they're writing down things like, what was the claim that someone made? What was the outcome? How did they get interpretation like they should have? Things like that, just to make sure that the process is respecting the rights of the people in the courtroom. And so our observers are, they're not engaging with anyone. They don't talk to the people who are coming before the court. They're just quietly documenting. And then we take the information. And previously, we were even able to take some of that and go back to the court and say, we've seen a couple cases where the judge asked some questions in open court that we think weren't safe for the person to answer publicly. Could we change how you handle those situations? And they would listen to us and make adjustments because they also wanted their courts to run smoothly. And this year, that's totally changed. They won't talk to us. They're very resistant to our observers being in the courtroom. And so it's just a totally different attitude towards what's a very low-impact way of documenting what's happening.
But just to be clear, though, like by law, they don't have to allow you in on these courtroom hearings?
So there's two different things that sort of happen. One is that the default, the policy of the federal immigration courts is supposed to be that these are public hearings. So the manual on how they're supposed to run the courts say the courts are supposed to be open to the public, especially members of the press, for instance, who have also had trouble getting in. And judges can choose to close them on a case-by-case basis. So each case that they want to close, they have to make a determination about that case. And the reasons they can close a case could be the safety of the person appearing before the court, a public safety issue around the court itself. Those are legitimate reasons to close, but you have to make that decision each time individually and mm-hmm. not just blanket, we're locking the doors at the beginning of the day and no one can get in all day.
So just to be clear, too, you mentioned you've been doing this since 2017. So even during the first Trump administration, this was a much more open process. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
So for people listening, and we've got a large variety of listeners, including plenty of people who agree with what the president's doing and what ICE is doing and that feel that there are too many undocumented immigrants in this country. For those folks who hear this and say, you know what, these are heightened tension. We see protests all over the place. And why is it so important for you to be there? And it seems like you would just be causing more trouble than not. What is your answer to that? Why do you want to be there so badly if not you, your group?
So to me, to our group, transparency and accountability are the heart of democracy. If you can't know what your elected officials are doing and then tell them whether you support what they're doing or not, you've stripped away what is important for our country. And so when we're documenting these things, if you're someone who wants, you know, a stricter immigration policy, well, you also probably want to know whether that's being upheld in court or not. And we might not present the data in a way that aligns with your political philosophy, but the data will be there. And so you can say, well, they just said this was, you know, great because they're now using a particular legal tool that I don't agree with, but I'm going to tell my elected official I don't like that. But I only know it's happening because someone was in there documenting it. So the sunshine, the accountability, the transparency, that's important no matter where you are on the political spectrum. And we're not doing anything when we're in the courtrooms. We're not protesting. We're not disrupting courts in any way. The court is in a federal building. You have to go through a metal detector to get into it. It's surrounded by guards. Like, this is not a place where, you know, agents are getting assaulted or, you know, confronted. And so if you can't allow transparency in this heavily controlled environment where everyone is on their best behavior, then we're losing all our access to be able to know what our government is doing.
We are on the phone with Madeline Lohman, Advocacy and Outreach Director for Advocates for Human Rights. You have a unique perspective in that you've either in person or via Zoom have seen these hearings. Most of the people listening, I would assume, have not seen how these hearings go about and what kind of representation someone gets who is facing deportation. Can you just explain to our listeners how this process works? And if someone is disputing the fact that they are to be deported, or what recourse do they have to try to make their argument to stay in this country?
So the court hearings, all the court hearings are about whether the person can be deported. So that's what the hearings are for. And in doing that, you can bring claims like, I actually do have a legal basis to be in this country. I'm a citizen, or I'm a legal permanent resident. And, you know, you mistakenly detained me, and here's my proof that I should be able to stay. You can also say, I would be at really high risk of being tortured or killed if I was sent back to my home country. And here's the evidence that I personally am being targeted for my race, religion, national origin, political opinion, or membership in a group like LGBT people, or HIV positive people, or particular clans in countries in which that's very important. And so these are all things where the United States and countries all over the world actually have made a commitment that if someone is in our country, we're not going to return them to death and persecution and torture. But that's just inhumane. And so we're going to figure out another way to handle their presence in our country. And so that's one of the things you can do in the court, make those arguments. You do not have an attorney at the expense of the government. So you can hire an attorney, or if you meet certain criteria, one of the things the Advocates does is we provide attorneys for individuals who are making those asylum cases, and for people like children. Children don't have access to an attorney in immigration court. And so our goal is that for people who are really vulnerable to pretty significant harm, we want to try to make sure that they've at least talked to a lawyer before they have to go and handle pretty complex immigration cases before a judge.
And judges, I mean, have, whether it's an immigration case or other cases, they have a right to close their courtroom. You acknowledge that, right? But you're just alarmed by the rate it's happening. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, and that it doesn't. I think we would feel a lot better if when judges close the courtrooms, they said, okay, we're closing the courtroom for this case because of X or Y, mm-hmm. or we're closing the courtroom this morning because of these reasons. But instead, we're arriving at court. The doors are locked. We ask the guards or we ask the you know, law clerks, what's happening? Why is the courtroom door locked? And some of, you know, they'll say, I don't have any information about that, or I'm not going to answer that question. And so, you know, they're not even giving any reason why they think the courtroom needs to be closed. They're just closing it.
And again, this is the kind of the argument I'm trying to be making, and you probably can do it more eloquently than I can. Like I said, it's if the people who support what's happening and want to see this happening, including the administration, are doing this and people are want this to happen, as which they say they do because that's why they were elected to do what they do, then why isn't this more of a transparent process? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly what I would say, is that if this is something that people support, then having information out in the open about it shouldn't be any kind of problem. You know, you're demonstrating that you did the thing you were elected to do, and here's the proof, and it's all very open and transparent. And if you don't feel like you can tell people what you're doing, we can't even, you know, that's the frightening thing. You can't even say, are they doing that because of, you know, just sort of being dismissive, or is something really serious
right.
going wrong? Because we don't have any information about why we aren't being allowed in the courtrooms or what's happening when we're not in there. And so I think it just means that we can't draw any conclusions about what's going on. Are they, you know, doing what they promised they were going to do, which, you know, some people do support? Are they not? Exactly what did people support, I think, is really important, because mm-hmm. people might have said, we want, you know, particular people who, you know, if you commit certain kinds of crime, you're not eligible to stay in the United States. And one of the ways the government proves that is by bringing you to court. So, okay, that's something that a lot of people thought was really important. Like,
sure.
Let's make sure that when people commit serious crime, they go through this process and they get removed from our country. But we don't have any evidence of whether the people in the court are having those kinds of cases brought against them, because we're not there to document it. So are they doing that? We don't know. And again, that lack of transparency means that you have no idea what's going on. And if you really care and you think that what they're doing is right, then we should not be at all worried about having that made public.
Exactly. Madeline, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it, and we'll reach out again.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Madeline Lohman, Advocacy and Outreach Director for the Advocates for Human Rights. 1050 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Just reacting to what Madeline had to say. Hey, Adam, respectfully, the person you're interviewing now wants to oversee what a federal judge is establishing in his or her courtroom. There's a court case record that's available to everybody. Also, don't we trust our federal judges to be running the immigration hearings according to the law? Of course we do. We do. Or do you? I think a lot of people don't trust it. Just a lot of Republicans don't trust judges that have ruled against Donald Trump. That's it. We don't trust judges anymore. Give me a break. You do if you're in power and they rule in your way. But that's something that there was a time when most people did trust in the judicial system and trust judges. And I still, by and large, do. But if these if they're closing the courtroom much more frequently than they used to, and another texter pointing out a couple times, judges don't have to give reasons for closing courts. Again, this has happened for decades and not acknowledging the current climate is disingenuous. But that goes both ways. Acknowledging the current climate and what? Acknowledging that there are heightened tensions because of what's happening and maybe court officials or federal agents don't feel safe about it. I'll give you that. That's fair. But also acknowledging the current climate that what's happening isn't exactly legal. And in many cases, it's being pointed out by other judges that it isn't legal. Or they're skirting the law to do what they're doing. That's also acknowledging the current climate. And I think if you admit one, acknowledge one, you have to acknowledge the other, which raises questions about why it's happening more frequently than not. We'll move on. Let's get to a much lighter topic. By the way, yes, we just heard Africa by Toto. Who won the tickets, David?
Dave in Minneapolis won
Dave
the tickets
in Minneapolis.
To go see Toto.
Yeah. Congratulations, Dave in Minneapolis won tickets to Toto. Who else? We got the Romantics and Christopher Cross. Tomorrow we'll give away our last pair of tickets for that. Again, that's next August at Mystic Lake Amphitheater, that brand new amphitheater. Kevin Garnett back with the Timberwolves. I think he's easily the face of the Timberwolves franchise. We're talking about all time. I think that's an easy one. Who are the others for Minnesota sports? The faces of the franchise, we'll get to that after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.